primary cause of, you know, losing hair during the menopause again is your hormonal. So it's very important to maintain your hormones balance. So you can practice yoga, not at the time of your 40s, but you should be practicing from your early 20s and make this as a habit and a routine so that your body stays in harmony. You know, it's always about treating your body as a whole, not an individual part. Hair loss is just a symptom, but you know, the root cause can be anywhere. So a person having a, you know, thyroid issue can also have a hair loss. So controlling your thyroid production, controlling, you know, making your thyroid working in optimal condition is very important to prevent your hair loss. So you need to address a human body as a whole. That's what, you know, a holistic approach says. You need to look at a human body from all the angles. It could be your nutrition, it could be your diet, supplementation, it could be your yoga. Then your other alternative medications could be Ayurvedic herbs, it could be homeopathic medication dilutions, it could be naturopathic procedures or some panchkarma therapies, anything which has not having any, you know, other side effect or chemical action on your body. As long as it is natural and safe, you can opt for anything that, you know, helps your body to adapt to that hormonal balance. Indian gooseberry, if you are aware of, which is amla, is very common and easily available. It is a very good source of vitamin C. It enhances your hair growth. Then comes your, you can consume it, and even you can extract the amla juice and apply externally over your scalp as well. So you can consume it both internally and externally as well. Then comes your few oils in your you know, kitchen. You can find like your coconut oil, your sesame oil. They are very much, so coconut oil consumes your lauric acid, which, you know, reduces the protein loss from your hair. So it is very one of the major ingredients. You can apply coconut oil. You can mix that coconut oil with your curry leaves, which again enhances your growth, hair growth production. Then one very common ingredient found in a kitchen of your daily household is onion. That is your Allium sepa. So you can, you know, make, grind that onion, make a paste, extract that juice, and apply that juice over your scalp as your hair mask. So, you know, the it improves your circulation, and it has keratinocytic growth factor, which is a very important mediator for your hair growth and development. So that's how, if you see, now today's so many brands are having your onion hair oil. So that's how they have taken it from traditional medicine and, you know, ancient herbal remedies, and they're making business out of it. So yes, you can take that. Then aloe vera is a very commonly found plant. You can grow it easily at your household. The bulb, you know, the gel part of the aloe vera, you can scrape it off and use it as a hair mask. That also enhances it, you know, it is very lustrous. It improves the, it brings the shine and, you know, silky texture to your hair, and provides the, you know, moisturizing effect on your scalp. So you need to avoid everything and anything that causes dryness to your hair, that makes them brittle and fragile. So you can choose for all these. Then your amla, as I said, then your shikakai, bhringraj, all these, you know, herbs are very important. You can make them, you know, mix them in equal quantities and make them a paste with either a rose water or, you know, curd, and apply that over your scalp as a hair mask. So these few home remedies, you know, can help you a lot. Along with that, it's very important, you know, that's how we are doing externally, but on the, also simultaneously, it is very important to have an internal healthy state. So internal circulation, then proper circulation is also important. Your proper scalp circulation is very much important. For that, you can practice yoga asanas, which are very easy, which are not very difficult. You can practice it every, you know, daily. You can take out 5 to 10 minutes from your daily routine and practice at least 4 or 5 of these asanas, and you will be good to go with your hair health. One first is your rabbit pose. So you need to lay down. You can find these poses easily on your YouTube. You can just write down the name. Then second comes your child pose. So all the poses in which your head needs to, you know, look downwards, head upside down towards the gravity, towards the earth surface, so that your body circulation flows towards your head, cranial circulation improves. So all these yoga asanas, bending forward or bending backwards, making a bridge pose, all these poses will help you enhance your hair health and improves your circulation around your scalp.